This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The biblical implications are massive. Monday, April 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will shadow North America, crossing Mexico, the United States, and Canada, passing over 8 United States cities named Nineveh, drawing a myriad of similarities to the Syrian eclipse that occurred during the time when Jonah approached Nineveh and urged the Assyrian people to repent. Mathematically speaking, the astronomy of an eclipse is a miracle.
The sun is 400 times further from the earth than the moon. The sun is 400 times larger than the moon. And because of that, we can have an eclipse that God created as signs. Which is why we come to the letter Tav, which means a sign or a mark, and its numerical value is 400. Do you get it?
Confronted by a new world order and a U.S. president that is carrying out their silent war, we are living in a time of reckoning. And through signs, God is speaking directly to those with ears to listen.
In Genesis 1:14, God declared the sun and the moon were for signs.
Right.
The only signs they can give is eclipses. All right. And the nice thing about eclipses, no false prophet can manipulate it. Solar eclipse means judgment is coming upon a nation. Since we've become a nation in 1776, there has only been 8 total solar eclipses that have completely crossed the United States. 2 of them occurred during the Revolutionary War. 3 of them occurred during the Civil War. 2 of them occurred during the Vietnam War. Of those 8, only one, which was the one 7 years ago, it only crossed the United States and no other country.
Exodus 4:8. Remember, April 8th. If they do not believe the first sign, which was on August 21st, 2017, they will believe the second sign.
That said, why has Homeland Security been preparing to hijack this biblical event?
The sheriff called me yesterday, and after he got done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve rattled after what I heard. Who's this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security.
People want to do us harm. Use an event like this where a lot of people are gathered to do some type of terror event.
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now for about 2 years.
They've been preparing for this for 2 years. Imagine that, for 2 years. He said, during the solar eclipse, while people are all out there looking, they're planning, the intel that they've got is a possible biological attack on people while the solar eclipse is freaking happening.
Like, here's from Kenton County Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Here's what you should do before. Ensure you have a full gas tank. Ensure you are stocked on groceries. Have alternative communications for an eclipse that's going to last about an hour. And here's another one. Buy necessary groceries and gas. Expect heavy traffic and long lines for local services.
Oklahoma, the National Guard will have guardsmen present for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Communication facilities could become overloaded, possibly making cell phone calls difficult. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, and radiological and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to up to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. There will be about 150 other first responders and volunteers, with many staying at either the sports complex in Broken Bow or in Idabel.
Like Jonah, despite our reluctance, we all must be prepared for repentance, even the repentance of our oppressors. We must also be prepared to respond to whatever the New World Order has up its sleeve. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Very important report, new world order hijacks.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Just a total eclipse of the sun, the moon in front of the sun last year. I posted on my wife's Twitter account at the time because I was still banned on X. Amazing photos of it because when the light shines through trees, it would show the eclipse without having to look at the sun. You could see it, and it was finally a perfect corona around a black dot on the ground. But if you go back to the most ancient times, the mystery schools were set up thousands and thousands of years ago where mathematically they would mark down the Greeks, the Aztecs, all of them, the Romans later, the Chinese, when it was coming. And then the witch doctor would say, next week the god will, you know, cover up the sun, or the snake god will eat the sun, depending on the culture, and people would all prostrate themselves in front of it and beg and plead. And so now, Homeland Security, the National Guard's out over Texas when this happens coming up next month, and it's the end of the world, and all this fear, it's all a psychological manipulation. John Bound's report is very important. I'll be getting into it later. It's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to post it right now on X. Solar eclipse 2024, National Guard could be brought in as huge crowds expected to gather. April 8th solar eclipse could impact power. Here's why. And it goes right over Austin, right over Waco, right over Tyler, right over Texarkana, because that's how the shadow gets cast. It doesn't do it everywhere. And there's solar eclipses going on the planet every week in different places. But they treat us like a bunch of ignorant savages and are hyping all this up, and God knows what the globals are going to pull because they've made major preparations for this. I will get into it in the last segment of this hour. We've got so much other news to get to. So getting back to Elon Musk, Don Lemon is a globalist. He's a member of the system trying to create division, trying to create guilt, trying to make people hate America so we can absolve America by giving up our rights and doing whatever he says. And I'm going to start the clip over, clip 16, where, well, America was founded on slavery. America was founded on evil. It was going on everywhere else in the world, but America started the process of ending. Only other country more further ahead of us on this was England and Mexico, of all places. So that's the reality of this. So you don't have a guilt for what eight generations ago did. If your dad went and robbed a bank, you didn't know. You're not in trouble. But they want you to bow down and go along with this agenda. So Musk is explaining this to Don Lemon, and Don Lemon's playing stupid, that slavery, everybody alive on Earth had ancestors that were slaves. but they want black people to think they're particularly been abused, so you're a special class, so you're going to get special things from the globalist that sets the precedent for the social credit score. You're being used. That's why almost every spokesperson for corporate media and corporate products is black now. The globalists are stealing your identity. Here's the club.
I think we should not make this a constant subject. I think we need to move on. I think we should treat people like people.
You don't agree that this country was founded on racism and founded on slavery and in many ways inequities. That still continue on to this.
I think every country at that time, and I think even today, was extremely racist. Every country, obviously, slavery was present in about half this country, was not present in the North. There was racism for sure, I think we want to look to the future rather than the past. Instead of engaging in constant rehashing of the past, because in fact, if you look at history, if you study history broadly, everyone was a slave. Everyone.
Yes. Well, not everyone was a slave.
No, everyone was a slave.
Okay. But
we are all descended from slaves.
Yeah.
Well, all of us.
Yeah.
It's just a question of when. Was it more recent or less recent? That's it.
Right.
What future do we want? Is this something we want to make part of our constant dialogue forever, or do we want to say, like, let's just move on and treat everyone, according to just who they are as an individual?
I agree with you with that. That's the ideal. But what the evidence shows is that that's not what's actually in practice.
I think we're doing better than anywhere else.
That's true. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean a lot to a whole lot of people who aren't able to take advantage of the opportunities that you were able to take advantage of simply because of the color of your skin.
What advantages did my color of my skin give me?
Well, there's a certain...
All right, pause again. Back it up 5 seconds. So because he's white, he's inherently bad. He never did anything in his life. He's not successful. It's because he's white. White people are 7% of the world population. Why is everybody trying to get into a white country? Because the Renaissance 550 years ago and the Scientific Revolution and the Great Awakening and what Christians led is the reason we are the ones that began to phase out all this barbarism. Doesn't mean white people are perfect, but white people have really contributed. That's why we hear we're bad. No, William Shakespeare and Beethoven are not bad. And the people pushing this want you to hate yourself and not have any pride in yourself so they can make you take on the new identity they want to force you to have. Like these rabbis saying, people saying someone's a witch or a hag is anti-Semitic. They want Jews to think they're being persecuted everywhere, and then they make it all about Jews and label tyranny as Jewish so Jews get persecuted. It's all a sick plan, people. And the average black person, the average Jew is not involved in it. And the average white person is not racist. We need to stop going along with this and reject these people trying to create division. It's disgusting. Continue.
What advantages does my color of my skin give me?
Well, there's an ease that you have in society that many people of color don't. You were able to come to this country voluntarily. There are many people who were not able to come to the country voluntarily. There are people who came here as slaves. And there is a legacy of slavery that still continues on. There's a legacy of racism that still continues on in this country. That's undeniable.
Well, if we keep talking about it nonstop, it will never go away. If we keep making that the central thing, it will never go away.
Well, why do you believe that?
I think I'm just making a simple statement of fact. I think we want to get away from making everything a race or a gender or whatever issue and just treat people like individuals.
Yeah, that's what Martin Luther King said. Judge people on the character of their deeds and their actions, which makes perfect sense. You know, there's several what they call soul food restaurants in Austin because they don't have Southern cooking. It's just Southern cooking. And I go to black-owned businesses. We cater it in here because I like collard greens and fried chicken. And that's not a black thing. That's a Southern thing. It's a white and black thing. But I go there because they have good food. I don't go there to virtue signal. I go to a Chinese restaurant that's owned by real Chinese people because it's original and it's delicious. I go to a Mexican food restaurant owned by Mexicans because it's the best in town. Who even thinks that when they're going in a restaurant? But they want it to be all about that. Where now in the UK, they're ordering people to take down the Union Jack and signs saying a great British meal, fish and chips. I'll be honest with you. I don't think British cuisine is in the top 100. But, yeah, fish and chips is about the best. Bangers and mash is great. Sausage and gravy and mashed potatoes. I'm getting hungry. But the point is that it is there's the headline. Council orders London fish and chip shop owner to remove British flag mural. Because it's hurtful to other people to see that flag and to hear this is Britain. You can't even have your identity. It's not respected. It's being overridden.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Robbed a hospital? Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm not guilty.
That's not what the other lawyer said.
I mean, what the, listen, you gotta get me on the stand, okay? I can explain everything. We can take him to your house. We'll show him the pride that I came here.
Get up! Nah. Prosecute him. Why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor. Just look at him.
He talks like a fire, too.
And B, we've got all this, like, evidence of how, like, this guy didn't even pay at the hospital. And I heard that he doesn't even have his tattoos. I know. And I'm all, you gotta be shitting me. But check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
Jackson!
What are you objectifying on?
Come on, just get me on the stand.
Okay. Your Honor? I object that this guy also broke my apartment this year. Yeah. And you know what else? I object that he's not going to have any money to pay me after he pays back all the money he stole from the hospital.
Don't say I stole. You're my lawyer.
And I object that he interrupted me while I was watching. Oh, my God! That is not okay! That rests my case!
Your Honor, I'm pretty sure we have a mistrial here, sir.
I'm going to mistrial my foot up your ass. You don't shut up.
I didn't steal anything. I was part of an army exchange.
Joe stated his case logically and passionately, but his perceived effeminate voice only threw big gales of stupid laughter.
Get this!
So, they're not going to have tests now for law school. And here's Don Lemon. This is all a talking point. This is all the same message. It's all official. It's not a weird liberal that's whacked out. He's got the corporate big banks running him, telling him what to do. A globalist agent in the X camp. And he sits there and says, why do we need standards for doctors? And then Musk is like, well, I'm just saying we lower standards, there'll be problems. We know they've lowered standards. We know our life expectancy is down. We know there's the number one cause of death in America is medical malpractice. In law enforcement, the average cop can't do one pull-up. I just could do 100. The whole gym would be clapping. I could still do 5. I'm a fat ass. You see, the women at the SWAT team events can't even do a basic obstacle course. But that's the new woke system to sabotage competitiveness in humans, to sabotage the human system to force us into the depopulation robot takeover. It's all admitted. So here's the clip of Elon Musk talking about it.
I believe that it, if we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't.
Or have
I think
been
that lowered. Is, yes, an issue, but it could become an issue.
Okay. But the actual evidence
again.
In history.
Lemon's sitting there playing dumb. He's not stupid. Like, well, wait a minute. You mean standards? If we lower standards, bad things happen? Excuse me. You know, why do firefighters even need to be able to pick up a person? Because they got to save them in a burning building. They've gotten rid of that in most jurisdictions. And then firefighters bitch at Letitia James. They go, we're going to fire your ass. I mean, all our rights are being taken while they give us all these faux rights. Oh, trans men can breastfeed. Okay, great. 2 men can have a baby. That's your new right. Well, all your real rights have been taken away, including living in a country with free market access to cheap energy. They're cutting the fertilizer off. They're starving everybody to death. We're in the middle of a war, people. Continue.
I believe that it, if we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't. Or have
I think
been
that
lowered.
Is, yes, an issue, but it could become an issue. Okay. But the actual evidence in history shows the exact opposite if you look at how minorities are treated by the medical system. Most doctors now are white. And there are lots of mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that white doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI, because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons. Let's say a surgeon is asked to, a surgeon in training is asked to do a series of operations under the supervision of a senior surgeon, and they get a bunch of those operations wrong. If that happens, and yet they are still approved to be a surgeon, the probability that someone will die, I think, at some point is high.
Okay, I understand that. But that's a hypothetical. That doesn't mean it's happening.
I didn't say it's happening.
You didn't say it was happening.
I said it will. I said if we lower status, people will die.
But why respond to something or put something out there that has not happened? Because I could say,
I don't want it to happen. I think we don't want to lower standards.
Okay, if you look at the history of the medical industry, especially when it comes to black Americans, it shows the exact opposite. If you look at the Tuskegee experiment and all that, only 5% of doctors in America are black. All of them are white. So are you saying that if the majority of doctors are white, are you saying that, and there are still these inequities, right? And there's still mistakes. Are you blaming DEI for that?
No, I'm very, very basically saying that if we lower standards for what it takes to become a board certified surgeon or an oncologist or something where the kind of disease we're talking about, if you make a mistake causes someone to die, then
all right, that's enough. By the way, that's not true. That only 5% of the doctors are black, and of course everywhere I go, it's Indian doctors and they're great doctors. So. I'm Indian doctors, done two surgeries on me, a bicep and a hernia. And because I just went and saw who was highly rated, and they were listeners. So I didn't care what color they were highly rated. Highly rated. So, we got a lot more to cover on this front, but I'm going to shift gears out of that. We've got more of the amazing interview, but I'm not going to get to it. I'm just going to mention. He says, you bought X, and now it's having problems. It's your fault. And he goes, no, I'm being boycotted, but we're coming back from it. He goes, no, that's you promoting hate. You need to censor. And then when Musk says, I'm not sponsoring you now, he says he's being censored. He's still on X. So he wants censorship, and now Musk is censoring him because he's not censoring. That's the level of crap we're dealing with. Okay, I'm done talking about that. It just puts on display the total weaponization of this situation. All right, when we come back, it's a complex issue, but I'm going to nail it. I think you'll probably agree with me. We'll open the phones up in the next few days. I'm going to have this topic. A Obama-appointed judge ruled illegal aliens who are here illegally committing crime, even though federal law says you can't do that, can own a gun. Now, you're like, what does that mean? I'll explain why they did that and why it shows the one-dimensional thinking of these people. So you know what? I actually support that. We're Mad Max world. Nobody should be restricted, even felons. Because felons are going to have guns anyways. So they've undermined themselves with this, but that's how contrarian they are. Under law and under the Constitution, you need to be a citizen to own a gun. But if you're going to flood us with people and they're here, okay, they're a person. The right of the people to keep and bear arms may not be infringed. Okay, so fine. But now you just destroyed your argument that all of us that are citizens can't have guns. I'm going to break this down straight ahead and so much more. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce. 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great as you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Far away. How are we going to get there the way we're living today?
You say that you want to go to a land that's far away. How are we supposed to get there with the way that we're living today? You talk lots about God. Freedom comes from the cost. That's not what this bitch wants, not what I want at all. I want money.
Bye.
those of us that have good hearts and goodwill need to understand enemy operation, learn about it, learn about freedom, and oppose them. Because the real money, power, and glory is just a side effect of freedom. Tyranny brings nothing but destruction and degradation and collapse. The globalists are going to take us for all that we got. All right. I talk about this at least once a week. And I see a story, and I've seen two the last few days, that I would call a Rosetta Stone. That if you understand these stories, you understand the entire enemy mindset, their philosophy, their modus operandi. And you got to know the enemy's modus operandi because it's very, very OCD. It's very myopic. They follow the same plays over and over again because it works until we get in a bad enough position to analyze it and reject it all. Like, don't drink that, it's poison. Don't drink antifreeze, it'll kill you. Don't pour gasoline on yourself and light it on fire. You need to reject it all. But you've also got to know then what to counter it with. So, the Letitia James last week goes to the New York Firefighter Association union and gets resoundingly booed, and they chant Trump, Trump, Trump because they see the injustice. The head of the union says, we're going to have you fired or demoted or your pay cut. Quote, we're going to hunt you down. The firefighter said, screw you. We're going to sue your ass. We have a First Amendment. Within 3 days of that happening, happens Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They back off and say, fine, because the firefighters started marching, the ticker tape parades. The people said this is wrong, and it rallied the people. Because when the firefighters got threatened with firing, they said, screw you, go ahead, let's go to court. They're like, whoa, we can't challenge that. Because there's still these human communities of police and firefighters and military and doctors and all these institutions that are under attack. And, like, how dare America overall be a white thing? How dare they still have jobs? Well, that's an outside corporate force coming in to take everything everybody's got. It's Christians and white people that were the first to lower down the ladder and say, come up with us. That's what Christ said. My grandfather was a B-17 pilot in North Africa and into Italy. He served in more than his 21 or 22 missions. Volunteered for more missions. Never talked about it after he died. We dug into his stuff and found all the commendations and medals and the rest of it. And everybody in the South was a Democrat. And he had family that were local leaders. They weren't bad people. But he came back from World War II. And then he became an Eisenhower Republican. And he ran for political office and was a county tax assessor until he died. And he was like Robin Hood. Black, white, it didn't matter. If you were poor, your property taxes didn't have to be paid. He was a hero in the community. I was a little kid. At Christmas and Thanksgiving, there'd be a line of cars of poor black people bringing him a pie. And I'd be sitting in there with like 20 pies. Sweet potato pie, pecan pie, cherry pie. And these old black women and men crying at the door and them coming in and having a coffee. And I was like, what is this? I was like, you know, little kid, what is this? Well, your grandfather's been good to the community. And some of his family didn't talk to him for 20 years when he won office as a Republican in the Eisenhower sweep of the South. But he went to World War II. And he saw what was going on there, and he came back, and he supported the Civil Rights Act in the deep South. East Texas is like Louisiana, folks. It's like Mississippi. And he did that not because he was getting accolades, but because he thought it was the right thing to do. And I've told that story before, and national leftist media has made jokes about it. but it's true. Jerry Jones is a good man. And so now the leftists are putting in all these judges. I don't care if they're black or white, but they mainly do black women. Because then, oh, well, it's a black woman. You can't judge her when she gets rid of the First Amendment or takes your guns. So I read deeply into this case when I saw it break yesterday. And sure enough, this Obama-appointed judge has been anti-gun and does not believe in the Second Amendment. And I remember seeing this stuff a year ago, and I had trouble believing it, but it was confirmed that the ATF has told gun shops, even though it's federal law, sell illegal aliens with no ID guns. Now, most of the gun shops won't do it, because if you're a citizen and you get one dot wrong on an I or one cross wrong on a T, you get 10 years in prison. But if you're an illegal alien or a cartel member, you get a gun. Now, we saw that a year ago. People were calling me, is this real? Is it real? I was like, yeah, we found the ATF letters to the gun shops saying do it. So imagine the one-dimensional thinking of this Obama federal judge who just ruled illegal aliens can own guns because the Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Put the Second Amendment up on screen, folks. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then it goes into the well-regulated militia. The government should also be training those people. So I really thought about this for hours last night. And it hit me that, let me look at her record. Okay, she's anti-gun. Why would she do this? Because she sees that let illegals vote, let illegals do whatever they want, pissing in our face. But she's just ruled, there it is, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security and free state. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, which means the free people, where the government's not the boss, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So she means it as, I'm going to take citizens' guns, and I'm going to make illegal aliens the police and military, and we're going to selectively let them have guns, but not you. But at the end of the day, a criminal, whether they're an illegal alien or a white bank robber or a black shop robber, it doesn't matter. There's criminals of all colors. Evil comes in all colors. It's Donald Show's quote, evil comes in all colors. They're going to violate the law anyway. So that's why I've always said, yeah, they passed the law in the 30s to make felons not own guns. Hell, in the old days, you see it in Westerns, it's true. Like in High Plains Drifter, the criminals get out of jail after a five-year prison sentence, and the warden gives them their guns. And they say to him, pull up High Plains Drifter prison scene. It'll come up. Skip the break. It's real short. And they're getting out of the prisons. This is real. This happened. This is a fictional movie written by the great Clint Eastwood, but it's based in history. They're getting out of prison, and they give them their guns. But notice that the wardens have got their guns ready in case there's a problem. Their shotguns.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But Less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Dan Crenshaw came out last week and jumped the shark. He's the biggest Democrat in Congress, but he has an R in front of his name. And I. Patch McCain said the intelligence agencies aren't involved in any domestic operations, even though it's all declassified, admitted they are. But that dovetails the New York Times article we'll cover here in a moment, where they say, thank God for the deep state. It's going to save us from the people and the evil Trump. So they're trying to draw their battle lines. But before we get to that, I like this little promo that Darren McGreen put together, SP1. And SP2. Let's play those, and we'll break this down. Literally, they're bringing in the foreign army. But it won't happen overnight with UN blue helmets. It's just they're now your police. They've already purged the military. They bring them in. They'll follow orders. This is very simple. So Rome took 400 years of bringing in foreign troops to fall. They didn't do it on purpose. But the globalists look at 1984 as fiction, or they look at Rome and they go, which was historical, and they go, that is a blueprint. That is an owner's manual. That is a battle plan. So that's what the Great Reset is. It's accelerating the collapse of Western civilization. You don't want Interround to compete with the globalist model of eat the bugs and enslavement and collapse. So they're actively seeing prosperity and Christian nationalist freedom. God forbid the rest of the world pick up Western culture. So you brand it as racist. You say it's bad because it's like kryptonite, you know, to Superman or holy water and high noon to a vampire. If people say, I want my Second Amendment, I want my due process, I want my capitalism, well, then it's over for the BlackRocks and the Googles and the Facebooks. So that's why they're fundamentally branding freedom as a white evil thing, because let's face it, Western civilization did develop from Greece on this incredible thing that could uplift humanity. So you discredit it by making it racial instead of selling it to the world and having everyone adopt it and creating unification, not through centralization or enslavement, but through adoption, because it works so well. And so the globalist tyrants are fundamentally threatened by Western Christian civilization, and that's why they're at war with it, which is why we should embrace it. And that's the great numbers of double the blacks voting for Trump, or, you know, triple the Hispanics, what we just saw 10 years ago. And that's why they're in full panic mode, trying to bring in totally uninformed foreigners from all over who they control and who they can run through NGOs, hoping that they'll be the savior. So as negative as all this is, I see this as the panic button being hit. What science fiction writers like Jules Verne 140 years ago wrote about, like rockets that take off, go to the moon, and come back and land again, Elon Musk has done it. Whatever we can envision, it's not like Oprah's Secret where it instantly happens, but with the potential of technology and society, and like Elon says, a big enough population, you need billions to build infrastructure that can do anything. And then once you realize the planet's tiny and there's hundreds of billions of galaxies that are close, I mean, we can see, then you go, oh my God, we're like embryonic right now. We're like a tadpole. And we're not just like, can we turn into a frog? We're turned into a butterfly. It turns into a spaceship that turns into a god. And so we're a tadpole right now. We can do anything. And they're trying to tell us, no, no, you're scum, you're ugly, you're racist, kill each other. Because the globalists want to extract out of us that essence of infinity that God's given us, that God essence. We're not God, but we're little g, the first book of the Bible tells us. They want to extract that and use that for their life extension, their empowerment, their greedy control, instead of all of us sharing this incredible magic metamorphosis we're about to have. And they're trying to block the birth pains of what we're about to become, but I can tell them, you're going to fail. System is about to transform into something new. The globalists need a major crisis to get us to go along with it. We'll be breaking that down here in just a few minutes. I have a special guest in studio next hour, Dr. Kirk Elliott. Now, we saw Dan Crenshaw, the biggest Democrat in the Republican Party, last Friday, at a press conference come out, and he said that there's no deep state and no one spying on you and no one censoring you, even though it's all been declassified, it's all admitted. Then we have this New York Times article out today. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Awesome! The same New York Times that tells you, we don't need to do research. Anybody doing research is bad. And it goes on to say, yeah, the deep state is intelligence agencies and the Justice Department protecting you from the evil Midwesterners and Southerners and white people. Read the article. And thank God they're there. So it's just foreign banks robbing the country that have taken over our government, trying to make us all fight with each other while they do this. It's very, very simple. So I thought the deep state did not exist. Now we have the Justice Department promoting illegal aliens voting. I thought the illegal aliens weren't going to vote. It just goes on and on from there. But let's hit this news that I mentioned earlier that's so central. Because the globalists are losing their power because they've way overplayed their hand. And they started a war 10 years ago with Russia. Russia, 2+ years ago, got enticed to go into full combat with it. It's defeated the forces of NATO. And now Russia's released the numbers of thousands of dead European and U.S. troops that have died there. I told you a long time ago they were there. And Putin, being reelected for the fifth time, says this is existential survival for Russia. And if you openly send in troops, which all these world leaders are calling for, Macron leading it out of France, we will use tactical nuclear weapons on those forces, and Russia means it. Now, I thought about this the last few days, and I kind of see the globalist plan, but it'll get out of control real quick. They want to enlist an overwhelming force defeating the Russians with Western high-tech jets and systems and cruise missiles. Then the Russians blow up those forces with tactical, smaller atomic bombs, is what most of those are. They're not hydrogen. And then you can have a total crackdown on America. The West won't respond. This is what I've portended, what I've seen, possible future. That then imagine the crackdown they can have if Russia blows up NATO forces and then the West has some armistice deal or some ceasefire. Imagine what will come out of that. So Russia is being used as the detonator, just like North Korea, to bring in the global cashless society, to bring in the world government. The old system's collapsing. The old bubble's over. The new central bank digital currency's coming in. The inflation's off the chart. But I just love how when Putin comes out and says, our default is, if you send in troops publicly to fight us, we will use tactical nuclear weapons. And the left and the corporate media laughs. And people like Sean Penn famously said, we shouldn't take nuclear weapons off the table. By the way, I asked for that clip yesterday. I know we played it 5 or 6 times a year and a half ago. Can you guys find the Sean Penn clip? Did you find that yesterday? Because Sean Penn, pulling it in right now. Great. I want to play that. Because I was on Tucker talking about it. Tucker didn't know he'd said that. He's like, you know, I know we don't want nuclear war, but we shouldn't have it off the table. That is the lunacy of what's going on and what's happening. That is the craziness of a dying empire that doesn't have any options. I mean, China was set up by the globalists. They turned against them 10 years ago. China's absolutely evil, out of control, kind of a clone of the New World Order. It's what the New World Order wishes they could do here right away. China's our future if we don't stop it. But China's broken with them. It's its own thing. Like Hitler and Stalin turning against each other in World War II. And Russia's totally pulled out of the system. And all these other countries are pulling out the bricks. And people here are waking up. But still, the Ivy League know-it-alls. You know, it was a pathetic photo of the Kennedys at the White House. Oh, they made a big point of precluding RFK Jr. as if he wanted to be there. With Biden standing in front of the family, surrounded by children, of course. And it was just pathetic. It was absolutely a joke. But they still think, because they're Ivy League blue bloods, that they're smarter than everybody. Even though the top 100 podcasts are all nationalists, they're all conservative. And the left has almost no viewers. We're going to go to break. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Infowars.com/show, band.video. Please remember, X3 is back in stock. The amazing tri-iodine, 40% off at Infowarsstore.com. All right, I'm going to come back, hit the war news, and then at 6 after, Kirk Elliott joins us.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're finding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.